Joe Biden's DHS nominee raked in millions from big tech, Wall Street. By John Binder on January 9, 2021. President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Alejandro Mayorkas, raked in millions over the last 2 years representing multinational corporations in big tech and on Wall Street as a corporate lawyer, financial disclosure reports reveal. Since 2019, Mayorkas made more than $3.3 million as a corporate lawyer for a series of multinational corporations. Financial disclosure reports show, including the tech firms Airbnb, Uber, and Cisco Systems, along with the Wall Street firm Blackstone. Mayorkas also represented T-Mobile, Intuit, the aerospace corporation Northrop Grumman, Clorox, MGM Resorts International, and the engineering company Leidos. Specifically, while representing Uber, Mayorkas helped ensure that the tech giant was complying with federal immigration laws when it packs foreign workers into its driving jobs. While representing T-Mobile, Mayorkas advised the telecommunications corporation as they merged with Sprint to dominate more market power as a super conglomerate. Mayorkas' financial disclosure reports are the latest from Biden cabinet nominees, all showing their close ties to big business, Wall Street, and the Washington, D.C. Beltway. Biden's Treasury Department Secretary nominee Janet Yellen, for instance, has raked in more than $7.2 million from Wall Street and corporations for speaking fees. In one case, Yellen took nearly $1 million to give 9 speeches to Citibank, one of the largest banks in the United States. Likewise, Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, previously advised as a consultant to tech corporations like Facebook, Uber, and LinkedIn, as well as Wall Street firms like Bank of America and Blackstone. The progressive wing of the Democrat Party has criticized Biden's corporate revolving door of Washington, D.C. insiders and executives with close ties to big business and special interests. This is not just a revolving door of private industry, but it's a revolving door of just the same people for the last 10, 20, 30 years. There is just an extreme disdain for this moneyed political establishment that just rules Washington, D.C. no matter who you seem to elect. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has previously said of Biden's transition team. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.